Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had not eaten anything for several days. He went to the houses of his wives, but found nothing there to eat. He went to the house of Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, and told her, "O my daughter, do you have anything to eat?" Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, replied, "No, my dear father." As soon as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, left her house, one of the neighbors brought Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, some bread and meat. Although Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, and her family were in much need for food, she put it in a dish and covered it, and she said, "I consider the Messenger of Allah as being prior to me and my family in this meal." Fatima Zahra then sent Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein after Prophet Muhammad. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, returned, Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, said, "Allah has sent us some food that I put aside for you." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked her to bring the food. Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, brought the dish. When she uncovered it, she found it full of bread and meat. Being surprised, she realized it was Allah's blessing. She thanked Allah. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saw the dish, he said, "O my daughter, from where have you gotten this food?" She said, "It is from Allah, surely. Allah gives sustenance to whom He pleases without measure." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, praised Allah and said, "Grace be to Allah who has made you similar to the best woman, Maryam of the world, during the time of the tribe of Israelites." When it was asked about who sent her the food, she, Maryam, peace be upon her, gave the same reply. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then sent someone after Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. When Imam Ali, peace be upon him, came, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein also came and ate from that food. And all the wives ate from that food too, and they gave that food to all the neighbors as well. Allah has blessed that food. If the food was only two loaves of bread and some meat, the rest of the meal was a blessing that God had put in it. Surely, Allah gives to whom He pleases without measure.